ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana'a lillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, habibi qulubina wa tabibi nufusina abil qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ali baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Respected brothers and sisters, we have been, alhamdulillah, we have started one of the most beautiful supplications of the book Sahifa Sajjadiya. We are, of course, in the very early phrase of it. We briefly introduced the dua itself that is titled Fi Makarim al Akhlaq wa Mardi al Af'al. The Imam Sajjad's supplication on noble moral traits and acts pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the very first passage, in the very first phrase, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam starts the supplication by these words. He says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alih, wa balligh bi imani akmal al iman, waj'al yaqini afdal al yaqin, wa antahi bi niyati ila ahsan al niyat, wa bi amali ila ahsan al a'mal. O Allah, bless Muhammad and his household. Cause my faith to reach the most perfect faith. Make my certainty the most excellent certainty. And take my intention to the best of intentions and my works to the best of the works. Right? Beautiful start, a great start of any dua. In fact, by the teachings of Ahlul Bayt, this is an etiquette of making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by reciting salawat, by sending salutations to the Holy Prophet before each dua, before each phrase. At the turning point of any dua, especially in Sahifa Sajjadiyah, you see that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam continuously sends salawat in the beginning to commence, to start the supplication, to end the supplication, in the middle of the supplication. That really highlights the importance of salawat, because he sends blessing upon his honorable grandfather and his immaculate family before beginning each part of the dua to show us again the importance of salawat. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back shortly.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
our respected brothers and sisters, again, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam starts the 20th dua on or by the dhikr and by the wording of salawat. He says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alih. By doing this, before each passage, before each phrase, before each dua, in the middle and the ending of it, it includes himself, the Imam as well. This is the method of all the infallible Imams, peace be upon them all. And we shall point out its interesting aspects in some of the future passages of this dua as well, inshallah. This passage, this part, this very first praise, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or includes four main requests. The very first one is the request for the most perfect stage of faith. The first request of the Imam, peace and blessings be upon him, is for the most perfect stage of faith and iman. As he says, وَبَلِّغْ بِإِمَانِ أَكْمَلَ الْإِمَانِ. Sometimes we settle for less. The moment that we have faith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists, that he has sent a number of apostles and messengers, the final of them all is going for us in our belief system is the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Then he has made plannings for his succession as he appointed Ali ibn Abi Talib by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be his successor, to be his khalifa, to be the one who takes after as the leader for the Islamic ummah. We all have that. But we think that we have graduated from the school of Islam. We have graduated from learning, right? That's sufficient for us. We settle for less. Iman is not just believing those, right? Iman has a much deeper level and much deeper meaning. And the stages, right? Imam Sajjad alayhi salam asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant me, make me, or allow me to reach the highest, the most perfect stage of iman. Faith means the genuine heartfelt belief in God, the angels of revelations, the noble holy prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, and of course the infallible imams, peace and blessings be upon them all. Although some theologians have defined faith as heartfelt belief and the performance of the pillars of Islam, the performance of duty is in reality a necessary consequence of faith, not faith itself, right? Let's take another break. We'll be back shortly.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, in this final portion of this session, we said that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam on the very, very first phrase of the 19th du'a of in the Sahifa al-Sajjadiyah requests Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the most perfect stage of faith as one of the four requests that he mentions in this passage of the du'a, right? And we said, although some theologians have defined faith as the heartfelt belief and the performance of the pillars of Islam, but we believe that the performance of duties is, in reality, a necessary consequence of the faith. If you're faithful, how would you prove that? By actions, right? That is a consequence of faith. If you have faith, then that sets your actions straight. That fixes and reforms your lifestyle into a better one. That upgrades and improves your life into a better one. Not a part of its essence and nature of faith. We do not consider actions or good actions to be an essential part of the nature of the faith. Right? Dhatul iman. No, actions are the consequence of iman, are the thamarat of iman, are the fruits of iman. Therefore, righteous action is mentioned after faith in many of the verses in the Holy Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the strongest, the most perfect stage of faith, and by which, inshallah, our actions are affected positively, impacted positively by the faith in our heart, for in exchange for better deeds and better life in this dunya and hereafter. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد